The Bird and the Bee is the name of yet another Los Angeles guy-gal musical duo. But this time, there's a little nectar behind the buzz.
I put my hands up to my face.
It's musician and day-to-day contributor David Was with a review of an album that's just been released this week.
Hordes of talented keyboardists like Greg Kirsten are ever on the lookout for comely singer-songwriters like Inara George, but rarely do these backroom duos see the light of commercial day. Defying that paradigm, the group's self-titled debut album on Blue Note imprint Metro Blue might even usurp a little attention from Norah Jones' new record on the same label. These two postmodern whippersnappers have talent to spare, and it could have genetic origins. Inara is the daughter of the late Little Feat frontman Lowell George, and can lay claim to the charismatic DNA that made Daddy a star before his untimely passing when she was but 5 years old. Inara's most potent recollection is of him giving her candy while Mom wasn't looking. Greg Kirsten doesn't have a famous daddy, but he does have a venerable jazz pianist as his former mentor. The noted Charles Mingus Band alumnus Jackie Byard gave him a leg up on other studio wizards with some real jazz chops and a unique sonic sensibility. Kirsten has lent his production and writing talents to records by Beck and the Flaming Lips. He plays nearly all of the music on this album, aided by copious digital editing and processing. Put him and Inara in a room together, as happened a couple of years ago, and what else? The self-confessed nerds start playing standards. When they finally ran out, they started creating new material together, and the chemistry proved potent. They began writing, as Kirsten puts it, psychedelic Burt Bacharach songs like Because, with percolating computer beats underlying vintage organ riffs and Inara's Astrid Gilberto-like whisperings. To me, it sounds like the British trip hoppers Portishead did a musical Vulcan mind meld with Richard and Karen Carpenter.
I'm lying prostrate on the ground.
Add to that Inara's ironical, sometimes heartfelt takes on the vagaries of romance, and Kirsten's ability to quote Brian Wilson-style harmonies, and you get a song like I'm a Broken Heart, where she complains that all of our moments have just become ailments.
Just become ailments.
A lilting lyricism leavens the downbeat sentiment, and all is froth and playfulness. The latter quality comes from making an album without a conscious ear cocked toward the marketplace. The Bird and the Bee feels like pop music made for its own sake, but it may actually find a place on the charts in spite of itself.
Music from the duo The Bird and the Bee. Our reviewer David Was from the duo Was Not Was.